Come to me, says Jesus. Come to me, all of you who are tired of carrying heavy loads. Come to me, all who are heavy, heavy laden, who are burdened. And of course, the loads that we carry can be many and varied. The load of guilt, the load of regrets, the weight and the load of demands that we feel and the responsibilities that we feel we are carrying. The weight of some addiction, perhaps. The load of the expectations that others have of us. Or perhaps, most sad of all, the burden of a view of religion, which is a heavy load, rather than something that sets us free for a loving relationship with God. Is there perhaps some particular load that you feel you are carrying at this time? I'm going to give you just a little while to think about that in the silence. As I quoted earlier on the verse of Scripture, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. The Lord cares deeply about us and any loads that we may be carrying. And he wants to take those from us. Jesus died so that we might be set free. He took our sin that we might be forgiven. And like the burden on the back of Pilgrim in John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, I want you to see in your imagination that bundle, that burden, falling off your back and disappearing into the empty tomb of the resurrected Jesus, being swallowed up in that tomb, being swallowed up in his love, in his grace, in his forgiveness, and in the freedom that he offers us, and the new beginning that he offers us over and over again. In the words of Charles Wesley, my chains fell off, my heart was free, I rose, went forth and followed thee. And Jesus invites us to follow him. He invites us, in the words of that chapter, in place of our burden, to take upon ourselves his yoke, to take his yoke on us. In other words, his teachings in the Old Testament or in the Jewish tradition, the yoke was sometimes a term used for their law. And Jesus says, take my yoke on you my teachings, my way of doing things. Because his way is the way of fulfillment and of rest and freedom. And as we take that yoke upon us, he walks alongside us with the other part, a part of the yoke on his shoulders. He is with us. We are yoked to him as we walk along beside him. I'm reminded of the words of Charles Wesley in a hymn, "My chains fall off, my heart was free, my rose went forth and followed thee." In place of that burden, those loads that we hand over to him, Jesus invites us to take his yoke upon us. The law of the Jewish faith was sometimes referred to as the yoke. And here Jesus says, take my yoke on you, my teachings, my way of doing things. Because that is the way that leads to fulfillment and rest and freedom. And so picture yourself walking alongside Jesus with that yoke, that wooden bar which stretches across your shoulders and across the shoulders of Jesus as you walk along together. What would that mean for you in practical terms? Taking the yoke of Jesus, walking alongside him. Think for a moment what the taking of that yoke of Jesus may mean for you in practical terms. There are a couple of pictures, a couple of images now where artists have represented the picture of Jesus carrying us or us walking alongside him with that yoke. Think about them for a moment and about what message they may have for you.